What is the No Spin News all about?
You know that this is a fact-based analysis news program. You know that. We avoid speculation. We don't do conspiracies here. We don't do party politics here. We're not nonpartisan. That's wrong. Not that. Okay, we are advocates for a stronger America and a more just society. We don't believe in communism. We don't believe in socialism. We don't believe in nihilism. We don't believe in the progressive woke culture. We think it is un-American. We don't support that. So you should know what we are. And it would then crystallize what we do.
Listen to the No Spin News. Subscribe to Bill O'Reilly's podcast feed wherever podcasts are available.
Today's episode is brought to you by Beam. Transform your sleep with Beam's Dream. It's the secret behind 15 million nights of improved sleep, and that's a lot of nights of improved sleep. You fall asleep faster, you stay asleep longer, and you wake up refreshed. Get up to 40% off at shopbeam.com/PDB and use the code PDB. It's Tuesday, 7 May. Welcome back to the PDB Afternoon Bulletin. I'm Mike Baker, your eyes and ears on the world stage. Let's get briefed. First, we'll bring you the latest from the Israel-Hamas conflict as Israel moves to take the Rafah border crossing, and we begin to learn more about the ceasefire agreement announced Monday by Hamas. Also, as the war rages on against Russia, Ukrainian intelligence agents have foiled another assassination plot against President Zelensky, this time by two high-ranking rogue colonels who were allegedly working on behalf of the Kremlin. But first, our afternoon spotlight. Israeli tanks have officially entered the southern Gaza city of Rafah as Israel takes control of the Gazan side of the vital Rafah crossing into Egypt. Now, the capture of the Rafah crossing followed a series of airstrikes by Israel on Hamas-related targets in the eastern part of the city on Monday evening. As we discussed earlier today on the PDB, Israel began ordering tens of thousands of Palestinians to begin evacuating eastern Rafah on Monday to a nearby Israel-declared humanitarian zone along the Gaza coast. While the development represents Israel's furthest offensive action into Rafah, which serves as Hamas's last stronghold, the IDF appears to still be in the preparation phase regarding a full-scale ground operation inside the city. Officials with the IDF said Monday's strikes were, quote, very precise and limited in space, according to a report from the Wall Street Journal. They said the strikes were intended to degrade key infrastructure used by the Hamas militants in light of the group's rocket and mortar attack at the Israeli-controlled Kerem Shalom border crossing on Sunday, and that attack killed four IDF soldiers and wounded several others. During Monday's operations, the IDF reportedly killed roughly 20,000 Hamas militants. They also discovered three tunnel shafts used by the terror group. It's still unclear how long Israel's targeted operations in Rafah will last or when Israel may mobilize a full-scale assault in the city. Officials say the campaign is designed to disrupt Hamas's supply networks and increase political pressure on the group to negotiate the release of the remaining hostages. The strikes in Rafah were briefly thrown into question on Monday after Hamas announced, much to everybody's surprise, that they had agreed to a ceasefire. Now, a skeptical Israel saw that as a ploy by the militant group, as the deal that Hamas agreed to is described as a watered-down version of what negotiators in Cairo had presented to Israel. Israel's war cabinet later voted to proceed with operations in Rafah, but also agreed to dispatch a team of negotiators to Cairo to, quote, exhaust all options. The Israeli delegation, the director of the CIA, officials for Hamas, and mediators from Qatar all arrived back in Cairo on Tuesday to resume the ceasefire negotiations. A Qatari foreign ministry spokesman described the talks as, quote, indirect negotiations between the two parties, as Israel's delegation will not meet face-to-face with Hamas. So what exactly did Hamas agree to on Monday? Well, according to officials that were briefed on the talks, Hamas proposed an initial phase that includes a 42-day truce period, the release of 33 Israeli hostages in exchange for Israel's release of large numbers of Palestinian prisoners, and the partial withdrawal of Israeli troops from Gaza. Their plan makes room for a second phase where the pause in fighting could become a permanent ceasefire, along with the withdrawal of all Israeli troops and the release of the remaining hostages. A third phase would involve exchanging bodies and a complete end to Israel's blockade of the Gaza Strip. Now, a few things worth noting. Israel has been very clear that they will not accept an agreement that involves a permanent ceasefire, as that would simply let Hamas reconstitute and continue to threaten and attack Israel in the future. Hamas's proposal also differs significantly in detail from the purported terms of a deal proposed last week by Israel, which the U.S. had called extremely generous. It's likely that Hamas knew their terms would be rejected and simply wanted to paint Israel as the aggressor ahead of their anticipated operations in Rafah. The ploy appears to have worked to an extent, as governments in the Middle East are now condemning Israel's latest operations in the city. Hamas, meanwhile, used the moment as an opportunity to accuse Israel of, quote, dangerous escalation, and called on the U.S. and international partners to increase pressure on Israel. Coming up after the break, two rogue colonels in the Ukrainian military working on behalf of the Kremlin have been arrested for an assassination plot against President Zelensky. I'll be right back.
Hey, Mike Baker here. Let me ask you a question. Have you ever walked into a room and immediately admired the best-dressed person there? Okay, of course you have. As the kids say, maybe they don't say this, but they got their fit going on. I don't know if the kids actually say that. But anyway, the picture this. It's the wedding season, right? You're at a wedding because it's the wedding season. You've been invited. You're not crashing the wedding. And all eyes are on the bride and groom. But you? Well, let me tell you, you're turning heads too because you're the best-dressed person in the room. Now, all right, listen, you don't want to steal the bride's thunder. So maybe, yeah, I don't know, dial it back a bit. But you get my point. So how do you orchestrate this situation? Well, you do it with Indochino. With Indochino, you'll walk into wedding season looking like $1 million, even though their suits start at just $499. Now, let me tell you about the process of customizing and ordering with Indochino, because it couldn't be easier. You can design the suit that you want and fine-tune every detail. From lapels to linings, it's all online. When the suit arrives, you'll be knocked out by the quality of the fabric and the perfect fit. So look your best this wedding season, at the table or on the dance floor or dancing on the table. When you wear Indochino, you got it going on. Go to Indochino. I don't know whether the kids say you got it going on. Go to Indochino.com today and use code Baker, B-A-K-E-R, to get 10% off any purchase of $399 or more. That's Indochino.com, promo code Baker. Hey, Mike Baker here. Now, look, I know you know this, but we are so fortunate in this country to have a military that is 100% volunteer. Think about that. Men and women who voluntarily lay their lives on the line for us. But when their service ends, right, transition to civilian life, well, it can be difficult, especially in this economy. Access to housing, employment, even their earned VA benefits, well, they can be difficult. So that's why Pure Talk proudly supports America's Warrior Partnership and their mission to prevent veteran suicide. This couldn't be more important. And you can join the fight when you switch to Pure Talk's 5G service and support this great charity, America's Warrior Partnership. Now, through the end of the month, they'll match every dollar donated. Think about that. Choose a wireless company that shares your values. Upgrade your cell phone service to America's most dependable 5G network for just $20 a month. Go to puretalk.com/baker, that's B-A-K-E-R, to make the switch. That's puretalk.com/baker for superior cell phone service that's half the price of Verizon, AT&T, or T-Mobile. And more importantly, to help a vet in need.
Welcome back to the Afternoon Bulletin. As President Putin was being sworn in for his fifth term as Russia's president this morning, Ukrainian intelligence agents announced that they foiled yet another attempt to assassinate Ukrainian President Zelensky. The Ukrainian State Security Service, or SBU, reported the capture of Russian agents within the Ukrainian State Guard Service. That's a unit that's similar to the U.S. Secret Service. The agents, identified as colonels in the Government Protection Unit, were allegedly recruited by Russia before the 2022 invasion in order to carry out plans to kidnap and assassinate the president and other top military and political officials. In a Telegram post detailing the plot, the SBU disclosed that the infiltrators were tasked with transmitting the locations of key officials, which would then be targeted by rocket and drone strikes. According to the SBU, the operation was directly managed by three members of the Russian Federal Security Service. The two officers involved in the plot were arrested on suspicion of treason and preparation for a terrorist act, both of which carry life sentences. In addition to targeting Zelensky, the plotters allegedly planned to eliminate the head of Ukraine's security service, their military intelligence chief, and other high-ranking officials. The SBU chief said of the plot, quote, "The terrorist attack was supposed to be a gift to Putin before the inauguration," end quote. Russian officials haven't commented on the news yet, but attempts on the Ukrainian president's life are frankly nothing new. Back in November, President Zelensky revealed that he'd survived at least half a dozen assassination attempts since the start of Russia's invasion. As we reported just last month, Polish authorities detained a man accused of collaborating with Russian intelligence to orchestrate Zelensky's assassination. That man was collecting and transmitting information about the security at one of Poland's international airports, where Zelensky frequently enters the country for diplomatic meetings. And that, my friends, is the PDB Afternoon Bulletin for Tuesday, 7 May. If you have any questions or comments, please reach out to me at pdb@thefirsttv.com. And to listen to the show ad-free, be sure to check out our premium membership at pdbpremium.com. I'm Mike Baker. I'll be back tomorrow. Until then, stay informed, stay safe, stay cool.
Hey, Mike Baker here. Well, spring is in full swing, and for millions of folks, that means yard work and gardening, am I right? Now, here's a pro tip for those of you looking to spruce up your landscaping. Fast Growing Trees is the largest online nursery in the U.S. They've got over 10,000 plant varieties and millions of satisfied customers. Save yourself the time and trouble of multiple trips to those crowded nurseries. You know what I'm talking about. Fast Growing Trees is a complete time saver. From fruit trees to houseplants, they have it all, and it's delivered right to your doorstep. Plus, their plant experts are always available for advice. They can tell you what grows best in your area, how to plant, when to plant. It's like having your own expert gardener. And here's the best part. This spring, they have up to half off on select plants. And listeners to the President's Daily Brief can get an extra 15% off by using promo code PDB at checkout. So go to fastgrowingtrees.com and use promo code PDB at checkout.